Welcome to the Humanized Podcast, all about personalizing your health. I'm your host, Rebecca Kelly. And today our topic will be the mental health and addiction breakthrough with Mark Isaacson. Before I introduce Mark, I want to remind everyone to subscribe and get all the other variety of casts and audio, video, and transcription at humanizedhealth.com. I'd also like to thank our lead sponsor, Village Green Apothecary, at myvillagegreen.com. A little bit about Mark. Mark Isaacson, he's on the cutting edges of humanized health revolution. He's been the driving force between the success of Village Green Apothecary, a total health solution combining pharmacy, compounding, an expert staff, and a comprehensive selection of professional natural supplements and body care. His passion has been behind humanized health with its unique focus on personalized healthcare. And frankly, the person who's had the dream and vision of the Humanized Health podcast. So we're so happy to have you with us, Mark.
Oh, great to be on.
Welcome. So Mark, mental health issues and addiction are on the rise. So talk to us about what the scope of the problem is.
Oh, absolutely. So, hey, first off, totally, I don't do it too often, but I'm super happy to be on. And the info that we're going to talk about today, this is why I really want to come on the show. It's like incredibly transformational information that it just dawned on me that we've been doing this kind of work for like approaching two decades. And yet nobody, almost nobody even knows this cool stuff I'm going to share today even exists. So,
what is it for us, for those who can't see it?
102 million. So what I like to do is just say to everybody, keep that 102 million in your brain for just a second. Yeah. And then what I'm going to do is let me roll through the kind of main couple takeaways I want to make sure that everybody understands here. So first key takeaway is biochemical imbalances. We're going to talk a lot about this. It's a huge, huge, huge issue. And people don't even know how big of an issue it is. Takeaway number two is this whole thing that we talk about all the time and why we've created Humanize, that everybody is one of a kind. And we got to really shift the thought of healthcare and what we're going to do to change healthcare to this individualized, personalized approach. Number three is, especially with the brain, but really all biochemistry. We talk about this all the time. You have to test. You want to do precision. You want to get results. You want to accelerate, right? You got to test. Takeaway number four is this big game changer, the huge part of the aha. And what it is something called precision nutrient therapy. And takeaway number five is, you'll understand in a couple minutes how transformational, super impactful, positive the results are by going through this whole approach. So what I'd like to do is just kick off and take care of like point number one, which is biochemical imbalance, and give a little quick clarity on how big of an issue this is, and this clarity on both mental health and addictions. So there's a slide deck. So for those of you, there's going to be some of you folks that might be listening via podcast audio only. So I would encourage you, if you get a chance, to go and find the actual video version, because there's some really cool slides that'll help drive home the point. But otherwise, I'm going to share so everyone's clear on what I'm explaining. So first off, this is the U.S. 10% of the population in the U.S. approximately has only mental health disorders. There's another 10% of the population which has addiction disorders segmented. The really interesting thing here also is that there's a whole nother segment, another 10% of the population actually have both addiction disorders and mental health. So that's total right there, 30% of the population. I think it's very important that people also understand when I'm talking about addiction disorders and this 30% of the population, that is chemical addiction. So I'm talking the big stuff that's in the news, fentanyl, all the drugs, alcohol, it can be smoking. So this 30% of the population, which is huge, that does not include all the behavioral and social addictions, which can be anything from gaming to gambling to internet to shopping to food, you know, it could be obsession with TV, but all these escape routes that people have. So if you remove the social behavioral, that's the 30% of the population that are impacted by either one of these things. And that it represents today 102 million people in the U.S. That's got nothing to do with all the people throughout the world, but 102 million people that in the U.S. we have a 341 million population. So part of this understanding how big this biochemical imbalance issue is. It is huge. I'm going to give you the numbers in a second. Overall, percentage-wise, how many of these people that suffer from addictions and mental health cross over, you know, and have some sort of biochemical imbalance. But we're going to talk about in a moment, the next big takeaway is going to be all about the testing or set up to the testing. But the critical thing is, it's almost like you can understand what's going on in your brain. You get the full comprehensive, almost two for the price of one. Because by doing the testing and the approach that I'm going to talk about a little in more depth here in a moment, is that the testing and the approach and the understanding and both things like what's called methylation, which really relates to neurotransmitters, like things like dopamine, that people might have heard of dopamine somewhere along the way. But this is all the areas where your brain can get imbalanced, but it's the same. You got the same issues for either the substance, behavioral addictions, or mental health. So they're all combined, and it's one approach that gives you clarity on where your brain is out of balance and where the biochemical imbalances are out of whack, and then what the approach is to do. And it's super critical because the entire healthcare system, the core healthcare system we look at today, diagnoses you, you get psychologist, psychiatrist, you get talk therapy, you get support, you get a 10-step process, a 12-step process, and you might get drugs. But at the end of the day, what's really, it's hard to believe actually, we are not even looking at correcting these biochemical imbalances today, and the biochemical imbalances are rampant. So that's takeaway number one. Takeaway number two is this thing that we talk about all the time when we're talking about personalization of health and what Village Green Apothecary and what we're doing in the humanized realm is we are so one of a kind. And this is what the primary healthcare system misses for all of us, and we're in this cool place, and I've talked about it a number of times, where we've got the convergence of all the data, and we can actually focus and deliver very targeted design just for you, things like foods and nutrients and lifestyle actions today. So the things that make us one of a kind, so again, I have a slide up here, but I'm going to talk through it, is there's three unique things that nobody in the world shares with you. You're number one. What's called epigenetics. That's all the external factors, all the lifestyle factors, all the foods we eat, all the body care and skin care, cosmetics, anything we're putting on our body. You know, it's food packaging that delivers toxins to our body. It could be prescription drugs. It could be the air, the water that we're consuming, alcoholic beverage consumption, stress, lack of stress, lack of exercise, more exercise, all of these things, these are the what we call epigenetics, are all these things that we really control a ton of that. And all of those things, nobody in the world has the same external factors. I mean, if you think about where you live geography-wise, what types of food you're eating, and they could be farmed in all kinds of different places, but nobody has the same epigenetics. And therefore, when you put all that external things into your biochemistry, your biochemistry is totally changing. And your biochemistry, same thing, out of 8 billion people in the world, there's no biochemistry. Nobody has biochemistry like you. And people normally know genetics, that's the third piece of the equation, DNA and genetics, are one of a kind to you, unless on that very rare occasion you have an identical twin. But those are three areas, and we actually have a term for it. It's epigenetics, biochemistry, genetics. We have a term that's called epibiogenetics that stands for those three unique thing. So what that really means for this particular presentation is that not only do we have like one of a kind, you know, biochemistry and genes and all that kind of stuff, but just carry that to, we're talking about the brain today. So that means the brain is totally one of a kind. Nobody in the world has your brain. So that means we have to fix it. If you're really smart and you follow the science, it means our brain is different. So we have to address it differently for every person to optimize and accelerate the results for someone to get. So takeaway number three is all about, you got to test. You ideally have to test, like I said earlier, for your whole biochemistry to accelerate your health and reduce health risks and so forth. But when it comes to the brain, because there's so many, there's all these things called neurotransmitters, and there's this whole thing called methylation, and the brain is a precise organ in your body. It's critical to your body, and precision is super important. So testing is through the roof important to get resolution on these issues effectively, quickly, and done right to optimize results. So what's the great news I'm going to share here now is there are only, and this is another reason why it's great to take a look at these slides, but there's only these five biomarkers, and I'll be able to share how to do this, you know, toward the end for anyone who's interested, but there's only five biomarkers. Four of these biomarkers includes things like ceruloplasmin, which is an interesting word. It includes zinc and copper, and it also includes histamine. So those are all, there's four of these that are blood markers. And those four blood markers are, this is good news again, these are all markers that you can normally get potentially through traditional medicine, but it's easy to access them through like a lab core, which is where lots of doctors will go and send patients, or many doctors might have a lab draw facility right in their location. So you can get these draws done. The other one is something called Pyrals, which is a urine test. So the good news is there's one lab that consolidates all this together and makes it super convenient and easy. And this is a test that's like less than $300, like $260, $270 or something like that. And you can get these labs, you don't have to go too far because all the labs and the requisition to go to your local lab core, it can all be sent to you in the mail. And the test kit, the urine test kit sent to you in the mail, return, prepaid envelope, sent back, and you can get all this data. And all of a sudden, within 2 or 3 weeks, you can get all this data back. And then we can tell you what that means. So one of the things it means is that this is a big deal. When you test, and this is really not just about the addictions and not just about those that suffer from mental health, but this whole area of methylation, it's a little bit of a bonus part of this presentation, but this whole bit of where brain chemistry, neurotransmitter balancing and optimizing brain chemistry really equals optimizing your methylation, which has other factors, you know, it reduces the wrong kinds of genes expressing, optimizes immune support, optimizes detoxification. There's lots of research going on now about how this is like a key component of anti-aging to some degree, or supportive positive aging. So the big number is, though, out of almost anybody who takes this test, 90%. Of the people have some sort of imbalance going on. Of course, there's different scales what that might be, but it's huge. And I'm saying, this is where I say it's really shameful that our traditional system, for whatever reason, has not incorporated this, because this is the dynamic that shifts people's brain chemistry and makes the world of difference to people. And this is another reason why I would encourage people, go and see if you can pull up the video version of this, because I'm now showing a picture that we call the brain is a chemical factory. And this is showing this, it's really developed by, this is an artificial, an AI design that our team created, because we were really, it's a one of a kind design where we're really trying to show that on one side, the right-hand side is showing, based on doing this precision testing that I'm talking about, the brain chemistry testing, on the right side, it shows, we can tell right away by the data, where are you disrupted in terms of your neurotransmitters? I'm talking the big stuff, like GABA, dopamine, and serotonin. But we look at all the neurotransmitters, that's on the right side, and we're picturing how there's smoking, and there's clouding, and there's dysfunction, basically, through these neurotransmitters. And then on the left side, there are up to 25 different vitamins, minerals, and amino acids. That's it. There's only 25 max that are the building blocks. Critical insight. Let me repeat that again. The only way to repair the neurotransmitters and balance methylation and ultimately balance your brain chemistry is through building blocks, the nutrients in the foods. So there's 25 vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that are those building blocks. And that's the only way that you can get to the root cause and repair and optimize and balance the brain chemistry, which is game-changing. And in most of the cases, the way the process works, it's very rare that anyone needs all 25, because everyone's got different neurotransmitters. Everyone's got those neurotransmitters, methylations that are out of balance to some degree. So everyone's very, very different. So that means this is done in divided dosing. So there's a unique AM formula that might typically have 6 or 7 or 8 four or five, somewhere in that range of these nutrients, but it's very specific. And then on the reverse side, there's a PM dosing, same thing, because your brain needs certain nutrients in the right dosing in the AM, and there could be slightly different levels and or nutrients in the PM to totally optimize. So that's what this test does, which is why I'm spending a little bit of time and just putting a lot of focus on this test, because it is a game-changing thing. So what this all means is that imbalances in your brain chemistry determined by this test equals mental health potential challenges, addiction challenges. And then takeaway number four as well, a huge game changer, maybe the biggest game changer, is what I've already been talking about a little bit, but what we call precision nutrient therapy. You know, just think about if you make any kind of recipe, you're cooking and you're cooking a cake. I mean, you're usually not going to put more of this and less of that and go through seven or eight different ingredients and put a little bit extra or put a little bit less of any of those ingredients in, because it's just not going to, the likelihood of it coming out and working well is not likely. But this is critical, as I said, with the brain. Precision nutrients. So this testing we do allows an expert doctor practitioner who spent months and months and months getting trained and oriented in this kind of stuff and going through all kinds of different case studies to be able to precisely determine what those nutrients are and those precise dosing levels. So that's part of it, because that's the only way that you correct these imbalances and you heal the brain. That's the critical message to take away. And as part of that, the superpower of what we call personalization here is that this precision dosing, I mean, it's kind of logical when you think about it. If you've got all these different parts of the brain and you got all these different neurotransmitters, and you're then taking precision nutrients designed for each one of these most important neurotransmitters in the right dosing and so forth that has to be balanced, when you put those precision dosages together, you get this great synergistic combination effect, and specifically because you're putting the specific dosing, but you're delivering those to different neurotransmitters throughout the brain, and you're doing it, and the precision goes to another level because you're doing a unique AM dose and a unique PM dose. So this is kind of what I would call the superpower and the secret sauce of this. And then the other thing, when you go to this level of this precision nutrient therapy only designed for you and your one-of-a-kind brain out of 8 billion in the world, 8 billion different people, 8 billion different brains, this is designed to enhance the absorption and uptake as well, because we're making these designed for you, which means when we personalize, fillers, binders, coatings, allergens, excipients, all these different things that if you're getting all kinds of different supplements on an individualized basis and you're getting the wrong dosing, will just totally make the approach ineffective. But when you can optimize and enhance absorption, which is what we're doing, when you're leaving out all these things and you're going with precision, that's the huge game changer. All of that also means that you get people, it's much easier to have compliance, to do the stuff, because you don't have to shop around. You don't have to worry when you're running around. You don't have to worry if you're getting the right dosage. You just get this stuff. If it's 2 or 3 in the morning or 2 or 3 at night, boom, it's done for you. You get it delivered. And it's a pretty smooth process overall. So the fifth takeaway is just that, and this is obviously the most important, if you're going to do some of this work, that's why I'm excited and it's so transformational and I wanted to make sure to share this with everyone, is that the two big things here are overemphasizing but important. You do the labs and you do the precision nutrients. This approach, sometimes people accelerate quicker than this, but on average, 3, 4, 5, we tell people 4 to 6 months, you stay on the plan. And I'm going to give you some customer results in a moment, but it is 80%. It's crazy when you think about it. 75 to 80% of the people who do this, these are people with ADD, autism, anxiety, depression, bipolar, schizophrenia, addiction, drug addictions, alcohol addictions, other behavioral addictions. 75 to 80% of them report, I'm talking transformational, super impactful results. And this is happening, to be a little repetitive, it's happening because for the first time, you're taking the building blocks that the brain cannot produce based on either your genetics or your innate biochemistry or all the epigenetic bad stuff that's just coming into your system. you can't get enough of the right vitamins, minerals, amino acids that you need to supply these building blocks to do all the brain repair and optimization, and you're getting to the root cause. And in our traditional system, it just does not happen, plain and simple. In our traditional system, you get talk therapy. I mean, these things can be helpful for sure. Talk therapy, you know, as a psychologist, a psychiatrist, a social worker, you get diagnosed. And then in many cases, you get prescription drugs. And anyone can go check out the data on this, on the prescription drugs. Unfortunately, in the best case scenario, there could be about 30% of people that get some symptom relief. So this is managing the symptom, because the drugs do not fix you, but it's managing, which can be helpful. But 70% of the people that are taking prescription drugs report on all the data that there's no real benefit. And you also, of course, have that all the other things like, oh, you got to figure out if you can get the dosing right. You got to figure out if one thing gives you side effects and another thing doesn't. So you got to worry about side effects. And with this approach, it does not happen. So as part of the impact, again, because you're repairing, now, this is obviously in collaboration with the doctor or practitioner, up to 70% of people if they're on meds. So it's not everybody, but it's a huge amount of people, up to 70%, who can actually discontinue.
That's a big number. That's a big number.
No, I mean, it's night and day. I mean, yeah. Most of these drugs, if they're well below 50% and they're helpful or whatever, they get FDA approval. But I mean, to get something where you get something that's got 75 or 80% result, and then on top of that, many of these people can come off meds. But of course, this is all personalized. This is all in collaboration with your doctor and so forth. But it is transformational. And here's just a couple quick examples. These are like normal experiences. I just pulled off a whole bunch of quick before and after comments that we get from patients that the docs and practitioners that we work with all over the country get. So before, nothing helped. After, astounded by my son's progress. Before, this is a typical story. I tried everything in the world. I've been at this for a whole bunch of years, right? Nothing helps them. And then after, I can finally think straight after 20 years. Rebecca, it's crazy. There's people that are stuck in this stuff for years and at times decades. And really, at this point, we understand it shouldn't be that way. And it doesn't need to be that way. And before, horrible, debilitating, in pain for months and months and months, years and years and years. After, biggest blessing of my life. I got one more here for you. Before, more than 25 years. I mean, it wasn't like I had to look hard to get these. Over 25 years suffered. Thank you. Really isn't enough. So that's kind of the super high level on why I wanted to come on and share this info with folks.
So Mark, what's the process if someone's interested in trying this out? What do they need to do?
Yeah. So the good news is it's pretty simple. You can obviously reach out to Village Green, and you can go to My Village Green, mymyvillagegreen.com, or just call Village Green, and it's all on our website, the phone numbers and so forth. You know, our regular number is 301-530-0800, or just go to mymyvillagegreen.com, and you can click on resources up on the top navigation bar on the homepage, resource, and right away the first thing comes up is labs that you can click on as well, and then you'll scroll down. And it's super easy. There's something that says brain chemistry panel, something like, you can't miss it. It's the only thing that's talking about brain chemistry panel. Okay. And then boom, you could just order that. As I said, it's less than $300. And there's probably going to have to be like an extra little consult, but it means that all the labs will go back and forth. We'll have a top doctor that's been trained, do all the interpretation, so we know exactly the precision nutrients for you. All that will come down to a person on our team or another external person that we're working with as a licensed degree clinician. And they will then share what the nutrients are, what's going on, what it all means, the corrective actions to take. And then we customize, then on our side, we customize this precision nutrient formula for you in these AM and PM dosages. And our team will walk you through that and explain the whole process to you.
So it's basically going up, getting the test, meeting with the clinician, and then having a precision nutrient compounding solution.
Right.
The solution. Is there anything else?
Yeah. I mean, look, that's really the key thing. I mean, look, we include, if you do the testing and say that's like $260, $270, the consult's like maybe another $130, $400, a little bit less than $400. But that clinical nutritionist or that practitioner will also work with you and give you insights on things like if there's other things you might want to look at, like if it's your gut, or just give you guidelines as a starting point on foods and other things that could be impacting you. But I mean, the starting point is this is such a powerful part of the equation.
Yes.
It's totally being missed. I would say this is a great step one. And just by doing this step one, as I said, you know, these are people that are not necessarily having to do other things. At times, look, there are times when people do have more complicated stuff and you might have to go further. But I'm saying as a top line approach, 70, 80% of the people get these foundational great results without needing to go to like this next level.
Right. It sounds like it's a great first start just to understand what's going on with your brain and what support's needed and get down to really what's happening.
Yes. 100%.
Wonderful, Mark. Thanks so much for the show.
Yeah, hopefully that's super helpful to everybody.
It seems very revolutionary. And thank you so much for the valuable insights. For more information, go to www.humanizehealth.com. Let me remind you to subscribe and get access to all Humanize videos, podcasts, and transcriptions from all of our thought leaders on personalized health at humanizehealth.com. Thank you so much, Mark. So excited that you shared this information with our listeners.
Totally. Thanks so much.